This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
On the Fan, McMonagle here with you for a 5-hour midnight ride as we take you all the way till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019, taking your calls all the way through. We got Fleeks on the other side, and we got you again till 5 a.m. in the warm-up show. Well, this spring training sucks. I mean, it's unbelievable. We got Met injuries, and of course, the news of the day that broke, I don't know, later last night. Again, we don't even know if it's news that broke, but it's what we're all expecting to hear. As it sounds like Gerrit Cole, who woke up on Friday morning with a troubling feeling in his elbow, is going to need Tommy John surgery. He's been given, according to Jim Bowden of MLB Network, I believe the reports are that he has been informed that he should have Tommy John surgery, and he's looking for a second opinion. We heard that yesterday or Saturday when he spoke to the media talking about going to get a second opinion. Alarming. Brian Cashman earlier in the day told David Lennon he's expecting the worst but hoping for the best. And we got the worst as an absolute debacle of a spring training continues. I mean, you've got now Cole needing Tommy John. You've lost Luis Gil for at least half the season. You have no idea when Giancarlo Stanton's coming back. I mean, do we even throw in the DJ LeMahieu injury? Does it even matter at this point? But the main thing to me is we look at this team, right? And we can talk about expectations. And I will still tell you, there's going to be a rousing comeback at the end of this Open. But I will tell you right now, what happened, and the main thing to me is, this team pivoted off of losing Juan Soto. And really, what the hell, nothing good has happened to this Yankee team since Freddie Freeman hit that home run in game one. From that moment on, you got the Juan Soto home run, the three-run homer that sends them to the World Series. They're winning game one. And then Freddie Freeman hits a home run, and from that moment on, nothing has gone right. And we can argue about the different signings they had in the offseason and the way they pivoted. And I know many Yankee fans preferred this. I was a Plan B sucks guy. And this is why. This is why Plan B sucks. Because you need as many great players as possible. And I'm looking at this team right now. And I had belief in this team that they were the best team in the American League. And we said that over and over again. We just spewed it out like it was a fact. And it was. It felt like a fact to me. When you look at the down American League, you look at the what the Astros now are, the off seasons that were had by some of the other playoff teams outside of the Red Sox, not a lot going on. You're hoping, if you're a Texas Rangers fan, that they'll just bounce back. You know, maybe DeGrom being healthy. Boston made some moves. But ultimately, you look around the American League, the New York Yankees were the best team. And they pivoted off of losing Juan Soto. Sure, they added Bellinger. Sure, they added, you know, Goldschmidt. They are going to have Jazz for a full season. Dominguez is going to come up and hopefully be a better left field option. We'll see if he can play defense. But offensively than Verdugo was last year. Wells emerged in the second half. Hopefully he found something to the point where he's hitting leadoff. In lineups where it feels like opening day lineups where everybody's in the lineup, you've got Wells hitting leadoff for the New York Yankees. That would be the first time a catcher has ever hit leadoff for the New York Yankees. And so there was reason to be a little positive about the lineup. It wasn't going to be as good as with Juan Soto. I don't think anyone said that. But, hey, maybe there's more decent hitters. Maybe it's a little bit of a deeper lineup. But ultimately, this team pivoted off of losing Juan Soto to defense and pitching. That's where they pivoted. And the first thing they did, and we can quibble all we want, and we will. And we'll have the discussion about whether or not to give long contracts or sign big deals. Well, I'll tell you this, and maybe I'm in the minority. I'm pretty damn happy. We'll see how the next 8 years go with Max Fried. Hell, I don't even know if he's going to make it through tomorrow the way the spring training is going. But I'm pretty damn happy the New York Yankees gave a bad contract to Max Fried because at least they have an ace. And that's exactly where they pivoted. And I know there's some grumbles that there was some thought. You know, listen, did they go right to Max Fried the first thing this free agency, the first thing after Juan Soto did not sign with the New York Yankees and chose the New York Mets as that report came out? And we'll get to that as well. It wasn't just the money, you fools. He wanted to be a Met. But after they lose Juan Soto, the first thing they do is go give 8 years to Max Fried. The very first thing they do. Now, that has brought up the idea that they knew something was wrong with Gerrit Cole, and they should have allowed him to opt out and not given him any, and said, screw you, take a walk. You want to opt out? Forget just the last 10, the 10th year of the contract. Forget it. You're goodbye. We don't want you anymore. I know a lot of Yankee fans will feel that way today, and we don't know exactly. Listen, he was pitching. They sent him back out. He was getting lit up in the second inning of spring training. We can talk about whether or not this was a smart idea for the New York Yankees. But if the New York Yankees had a real feel like there was anything wrong with Gerrit Cole's arm, would they allow him to throw almost 30 pitches in the second inning, come out before the inning ends, and then come back in? If they thought he had elbow problems, if they thought there was a significant reason other than just any pitcher can go down at any moment, and he did have elbow injuries concerned last year, I don't know if there was an imminent idea that at any moment Cole is in trouble, or that the idea that that elbow is in a position where he's going to go down at some point, so let's go get Max Fried. But I think it was a little bit of, hey, he's aging. He did have elbow injuries last year. Pitching is such as it is. Guys get hurt. Let's make sure we have another ace at the top of the rotation. And they went out and did that. And they do have Max Fried. But if you want to talk about expectations, if you want to talk about what this team could be, what this team was supposed to be, the idea from the upper echelon of the organization, whether it be the owner who doesn't want to spend any more money, or whether it be Brian Cashman, they put this team together with the idea of they were going to solve the ills of last year's problem. It's actually funny. They have a tendency to do this. If you look at 24, right, offensively they sucked in 23. What do? They move heaven and earth and trade away Michael King and another big-time pitching prospect and really, you know, two or three pitching prospects that they could use right now for Juan Soto to bring offense to the team after a 23 season where there was no offense. And last year, the defense was bad. The base running was bad. They got more athletic, and they pivoted to run prevention because they knew they weren't going to be as good offensively. So when you looked at this team, and I was as, you know, gung-ho as anyone, as I normally am with the New York Yankees, I was as gung-ho as anyone looking at this roster, looking at the rest of the American League, and thinking this team is absolutely has a chance, is the best team in the American League, should get back to the World Series, has every opportunity to do what they couldn't do last year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But you look at it now, I still think, and I will still tell you, the New York Yankees are a playoff team. I still feel that way. You look at the rotation, you look at the offense, and you look at they have the best hitter on the planet. And as long as they have him, and you go back to that ugly 23 season when the offense was putrid, they were 10 games above 500 in June, and they were beaten. They took 2 out of 3 from L.A. in that series where he ran into the wall. And then from that moment on, it was a disaster. With Aaron Judge, this is a playoff team in this American League. I have very little doubt as long as he stays healthy. But as far as expectations, this was supposed to be a rotation that was as good as any in baseball, this side of maybe the Dodgers, who brought in everyone in the offseason. Like, outside of the Dodgers, this is the best rotation in baseball, right? Seattle's right there with them, but Seattle has no offense. Seattle's bullpen's not as good. This was supposed to be the best pitching staff in baseball. That's where the Yankees were going to go about winning. They weren't going to be the best offense in the league. They weren't going to lead the league in runs like they did last year. They weren't going to have Ruth and Mantle Ruth and Gehrig or Mantle and Maris or Ortiz and Ramirez. Like, they didn't have that 3-4, 2-3 in the middle of the lineup like they did last year, but they spread it out over a whole lineup. They're a little bit deeper. 7-8-9 hopefully could be better. You're relying on a lot of ifs and buts. I understand that, but that was the idea. But it was about this rotation and what the hit that this rotation has now taken in spring training, losing its ace, who, say what you want about him, like, last year came back from the injury and maybe wasn't his Cy Young self. Look at how many of his starts out of the 17 he made did he give up 3 runs or less. Look at how he pitched in the postseason. Yeah, the 5th inning fell apart. He was throwing a no-hitter up until that point. He was dominant. And then after that 5th inning fell apart, he came back out there, bad elbow and all, and still continued to pitch and shut down the Dodgers after that inning and give the Yankees a chance to still win that baseball game. Cole is an enormous part of this team. He still is one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's on the mound, and this is a devastating blow. It is. Now, it's also a starting pitcher who pitches once every 5th day. You can get through it over the course of the regular season. I still believe that. And as long as Max Fried can stay healthy, right, they're going to get Luis Gil back at some point, you would hope and expect, even if it's over the summer. And the question is, who's going to step up? Because with the New York Yankees, let's be honest, I say this, we all say this, when they fail, when they lose in the postseason, going back a long time, going back to Joe Torre era, when they lose in the postseason, it's because they don't hit. It's been this way over and over and over again. They haven't always had the Gerrit Coles of the world. They haven't always had one of the best rotations. They've often relied on lesser starting pitching. But for the most part, this team always finds a way to at least be serviceable with the pitching staff. It always comes down to the offense. Always does. And looking at this rotation, I don't look at it as the best in the American League anymore. Obviously, how could you? I don't even look at it as better than last year's. That was supposed to be, all right, the offense takes a hit. The rotation and the bullpen are much better. That's what you were hoping on. That's what they're building this season on. That's the expectations of hopefully getting the Yankees their first championship since 09 was based on the idea is they have the best rotation in the American League and they have the best bullpen in the American League. That's what it was based on. And now as you lose Giancarlo Stanton to the offense, as we still don't know, as the latest we've heard from him is that it's severe, considered extremely severe in both elbows. He's getting his third PRP injection. And he has no expectations or no idea when he's going to even begin baseball activities. So the offense isn't as good as we hoped, even though we knew it would be down. And the rotation that we were expecting to be one of the best in all of baseball and the best in the American League is now just pedestrian. That's the bottom line. And it doesn't mean that the World Series or bust expectations are gone. And it doesn't mean that the Yankees shouldn't look to make a move. We'll go through some of the free agent options that they could sign. Some of the options you could trade. I wouldn't expect anything right now. I think they're going to roll with Cookie Carrasco. I think they're going to roll with Marcus Stroman. I think they're hoping that Will Warren can be last year's Luis Gil. And that's really the question, because if you look at it, let's be honest. I know we're all down on the team. I know we hate Brian Cashman and hate the owner, but this team finds a way. Someone steps up. Last year it was Luis Gil. Who's going to step up for the New York Yankees this season to put them in a position to win this division, which they still are in? So yes, it's a devastating blow. Yes, the idea that this rotation is going to be good enough to carry them through and pick up the offense where it's limited from last year. Right? They were throwing two aces at you. They were throwing the rookie of the year at you, a steady Clark Schmidt. And Carlos Rodon, who I still think over the course of the regular season, over 30 starts, is still a pretty damn good three-starter. Now, he's extremely overpaid, and we can argue about his contract all day long, but the fact of the matter is the guy is still wins a lot of games for the New York Yankees and should win a lot of games for the New York Yankees, and over the course of the regular season is someone you can still count on to have a good year as a starting pitcher. Big game, I'm worried. Big game against the Red Sox, even in the regular season, I'm worried. Postseason, I'm terrified. But over the course of the year, when you're talking about 28 games a year, this injury isn't something that should hinder the Yankees from still being a playoff team. But what it does do is put them in a position right now where this rotation's not elite. It's not good enough to carry an offense that's going to not be as good as last year. The bullpen that's dealing with its own injuries is going to have to step up. Devin Williams is going to have to be one of the best closers in baseball. We're going to have to keep Ian Hamilton healthy. All of these guys at the back end of the bullpen, you're waiting for Loaiza to come back in June. All these guys are going to have excellent seasons, and this pitching staff is going to have to find a way because this team is not built on offense. It's built on pitching and defense. And right now, the Gerrit Cole injury is an absolute killer to the idea that that will carry them. And that's why I still sit here today. I know people are going to say, oh, you can trade for, Alcantara. You can, sign this one or trade for that one. Maybe Michael King is still available. Maybe they're still looking at in San Diego to move on from Dylan Cease. There's options. Trade this one. Stop bugging prospects. Blah, blah, blah. Or you'll go the opposite way and say, forget this whole year. Let's just play the kids. It's a meaningless season. Both of you are wrong. This team is still good enough in this American League to be a playoff team. And right now, I don't see any major trades coming. I don't see anything done to this rotation. I am still on improve this offense. If this isn't enough, if losing Gerrit Cole if losing Stanton for God knows how long, if losing Luis Gil, if watching all of these injuries happen in the middle of the still right Cole and Judge window isn't enough to get this owner to spend some money. I understand. We could yell about how it's spent. We can yell about Brian Cashman. I'm sure you all will at 888-808-1019. We'll get into some of the different reasons why we're in this spot as New York Yankee fans. But this owner can scream all he wants about $300 million is enough to have a winning team. And you know what? I don't think he's wrong. It should be enough. It should be enough. But when you're dealing with these injuries, you have the season last year, you specifically said, the owner came out and said he's got a chip on his shoulder. You've lost Stanton in the middle of your lineup. You don't have a third baseman. You don't have a DH. You don't have your ace starting pitcher. You don't have your rookie of the year starting pitcher. You have to go out and improve this team. You have to be willing to spend money, whether it's Nolan Arenado. I think without a DH, you know, without a DH, it makes more sense to go get. It makes more sense to me to go get Luis Arraez. I don't have to play him in second base. He could DH. He can lead off. He solves a lot of problems. If that's still available, if there is an option to go get Nolan Arenado, if there's an option to go get Luis Arraez, if there is an opportunity to improve this offense, I would still rather that. I trust the Yankees to solve the pitching issues. They consistently do year after year. They consistently do. They consistently, with names we've never heard of, have one of the best bullpens in baseball. They consistently get it done in the pitching market. The problem is, as it always is, the offense. And why did they get to the World Series last year? Not because their pitching was great. Hell, Clay Holmes, who's killing it for the Mets, we'll get to that, blew more saves than anyone in the history of baseball. Or at least it felt that way. The back end of the bullpen wasn't good. The rotation was dealing with injuries. Cole was missing the whole year. Stroman fell apart. And yet when they lost in the World Series, it's about offense. And what got them to the World Series, despite not having the best of pitching? What was the difference between 09 and all the years in between? Juan Soto. And that dynamic of him and Judge got them to the World Series. And Stanton going crazy got them to the World Series. That's the difference. So despite Cole, as devastating as an injury as it is, I'm still on go out there and improve this offense. 888-808-1019. And I'm still on, as long as Judge is healthy, the New York Yankees are a playoff team. No one's throwing parades for playoff teams. They're going to have to improve themselves, whether it be now or at the trade deadline. But this Yankee season isn't over. Not just call up Lombard and Spencer Jones and play all the kids because the season is meaningless. It's not. You're still in a window where you need to win a championship. The team is still a playoff team in the American League, and they're going to have to add, whether it be now or at the deadline, to improve maybe the rotation, certainly the offense, maybe even add to a strength if there are prominent relievers available at the deadline. Something's going to have to happen, but this team is still a playoff team and has an opportunity to do the same thing that we all thought it could do at the start of the year. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll take a quick break, come back with your calls. We'll get to, obviously, the quarterback situation, as a ton of NFL news dropped yesterday. Both of these teams looking for quarterbacks. How many different options are there? For all you people who said Aaron Rodgers is a bum, Aaron Rodgers sucks, why would the Giants be interested? Sounds like the entire NFL is interested. So we'll get into that. We'll get into Josh Allen's enormous contract, what we expect as legal tampering starts tomorrow. Free agency starts on Wednesday. A lot of football to get to. Rangers with a brutal weekend. And the ace of the New York Yankees likely headed to Tommy John surgery.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.